This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. اعلموا عباد الله ان احسن الكلام كلام الله تبارك وتعالى. وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وشر الامور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم ما بعد عباد الله. My dear brothers and sisters, what do we know about the cycle of time? Probably we know about the cycle of life, but the cycle of time when the year goes around, what's the point of that? What's the purpose of this? When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was on the minbar on Arafah, when he was speaking to the people during Hajj, what did he say to them? قال إن الزمان استدار, that the whole time cycle now reversed, or not reversed, actually reset. It was reset to the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created the heavens and the earth. Why so? Because the Arab back then, they used to change between the months. Depends on convenience. So therefore, when that time came for the Hajj, everything was reset back again where it belongs. There's a purpose for this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that in Surah At-Tawbah for us. When he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this world and he made divided the time into 12 months. إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ 12 شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. That the time with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the number of months that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has divided the time to go around with, 12. He says, مِنْهَا أَرْبَعَةٌ حُرُمْ. Four of these months are sacred months, a special virtue, special blessing. And we are in one of those months. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَرْبَعَةٌ حُرُمْ. ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ. This is the true faith, the true deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't transgress against yourself. Don't waste those precious days and precious months. The Prophet doesn't explain that. He goes, three are continuous and back to back. And that's Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, and Al-Muharram. And one separate, that is Rajab. Brothers and sisters, we are right now in a new Hijri year, 1445 Hijri. What are you planning to do? What's your purpose right now? What are you going to do in this year? Until the end of the year, are you planning to go to Hajj, for example? How are you going to do in this Ramadan, inshallah ta'ala? You've been given another chance, another calendar, to start planning for, hopefully, to make more, inshallah ta'ala, khayrat in your ibadah and your ta'a, bidnillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala. And if there's anything I would recommend for you and I, that we should focus on for this Hijri year, inshallah tabaraka wa ta'ala, is the purpose of this whole life. To worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by bettering yourself. How can I fix my own self? In Surah Ash-Shams, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا. He had 13 times Allah says, وَالشَّمْسِ. I swear by the sun, I swear by the moon, by the day, by the night. 13 times. And then he said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. Successful is the one who amends, who purifies himself, his inmost self. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. And the one who ruins it is the one who is most wicked and he's corrupt and he's doomed. So my purpose, inshallah, for this year, I would like to work on myself. How can I better myself from last year? And frankly, if you don't get better every single day, you're falling behind already. If you're not making a plan that every single day, every single Jum'ah, I need to make, inshallah, some improvement in my personal life. And if you don't do that, then you're already falling behind. So what can I do? What can I do when it comes to bettering myself and fixing my own self? Imam Ibn Qudama, rahimahullah ta'ala, in Mukhtasar Minhaj al-Qasidin, he said, four things you need to work on or you need to do in order for you to better yourself and improve yourself. I want to relate these four things to you so you can work on them this year, inshallah ta'ala. Make this as your goal so that you can accomplish قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. You become successful because you purify your inner self and avoid from corrupting it. So what are these four things? Number one, he says, قَالْ أَنْ يَجْلِسَ بَيْنَ يَدَيْ شَيْخٍ بَصِيرٍ. That you find a mentor. You find a sheikh. You find someone that you learn from. You know, we live today in the culture of individuality. When it comes even to learning, it became online. What does that mean? You're in control of your learning experience. For a very, very long time, our deen was taught to us through ulama, salihin, atqiya, people who would come and teach you from beginning to the end. They teach you how to read Quran and how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How to become a good, righteous person and everything. Today, we go online. We listen to this video and watch this video, listen to this podcast, which is all good. There is no doubt, it's all good. But that doesn't give you that suhbah, that companionship by which you purify yourselves. The mother of Imam Malik, rahimahullah ta'ala, when she used to send him to his teacher, she goes, listen to me. I said, listen to me, my son. تعلم من أدبه قبل أن تتعلم من علمه. You make sure that you learn from his conduct, from his akhlaq, his manners. Observe before you learn his knowledge. So my dear brothers and sisters, this year I would like to look for someone as a mentor from whom you can learn and have that sense of companionship with him, inshaAllah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. The second thing he says, قال أن يطلب صديقاً صدوقاً بصيراً متدينًا. You find a peer, you find someone with whom you team up and you bond with them on the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Find a friend. Find a good friend. Someone, he says, basir, which means someone with good insight. Someone who can add value to your life, not the opposite. Someone who can really benefit you in this dunya and in the akhirah. Find someone like this. In Hadith ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala wa rada, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, قال إنما الناس كأبل المئة. People are just like 100 camels. People like 100 camels. Out of all these 100 camels, they're all good probably for meat. But he says, قال لا تكاد تجد فيها راحلة. You could barely find one suitable for a ride. Why is that important for them? Because that's the desert. Your ride has to be strong and reliable enough to take you through that journey. Otherwise, you'll doom. Similarly, he says, this life is a journey. It's like this desert. I need someone who I can go with on that journey who will be reliable and take me to safety to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There don't have to be 1,000 people, 100 people. One reliable friend who can bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's extremely important. Why is that? Because that friend will tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala warda, he says, قَالْ رَحِمَ اللَّهُ مْرَأً أَهْدَى إِلَيْنَا عُيُوبَنَا. May Allah have mercy on someone who gifts us, he gives us the gift of our own uyub, which means our own shortcomings. Like highlight from me my shortcoming, not hide it and just make me feel good all the time. We live in a life that is all about feeling good. So even our friends, they lie to us. Why? Because they don't want to lose your friendship. But you need someone who's reliable who will tell you in your face you're wrong. You shouldn't be doing that. That's not befitting of you. Do this, don't do that. I need a friend like this. Where can you find that friend? Make sure to be in the right place so you can find him, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Number three. He said, if you like to better yourself, قال أن يستفيد معرفة عيوب نفسي من ألسنة أعدائه. Learn from your foes and your enemies. You know when someone comes and starts talking about you? Backbiting you maybe, gossiping about you, or come and spew your hate, you know, their hate at you in your face. Be objective. You know what? Yes, they hate you. But is it true? Is that really who I am? SubhanAllah. Maybe that's true. Like one time, Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah ta'ala, he heard somebody talking about him. You're a hypocrite. You're a show-off. You're this. You're that. He goes, you're the one who know me the best. You're the one who knows me the best. Like, thank you for telling me in my face. Right? Because sometimes we get deceived by so much praise, Jama'ah. And being told that you're good, you're this, you're that, and we lose the real, you know, who I am. So sometimes you're going to have to learn from your enemies. Sometimes your enemies are a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put you in your place. So instead of you agonizing and trying to see how am I going to retaliate, how am I going to get at them, how am I going to take that back, it's a gift being given to you. Maybe this person is telling the truth about who you are. So it puts you in your right place, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Number four, he said, rahimahullah ta'ala, قال أن يخالط الناس. Intermingle with the people. Don't isolate yourself. Live in your own bubble, thinking the world is all, mashallah, perfect and amazing. No, it's not. Because intermingle with people, live with people, and see what you don't like and avoid it. Because when you live among the people, you will see and hear things you don't like. And you realize, you know what? That's a bad trait. That's not good to do. That's not something, you know, I would like to do. But what is my standard in order for me to know what is right and what is wrong? You go back to the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was the best model, salawatullahi wa salam alayhi. If Allah dislikes something, I'm going to dislike this if I see it among the people. And if Allah subhanahu likes something, I will like it among the people if I see it there. And I will be promoting it as well too. So fourth thing he says that you need to do in order for you to better yourself. And I would like to convey them again to you. Number one, to find a mentor this year, someone I can, inshallah, learn from. Number two, a friend who would help me to be together on that journey, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Number three, that you learn about yourself, your ayub. So how do you do that? From the enemies who just speak about you. And number four, making sure to intermingle among the people and observe the thing that you don't like and stay away from them, inshallah ta'ala. Where do I start? So Imam Ibn Qudama rahimahullah, he says, look, start from these three things. We start for three things. Number one, qal, islahul qalb. Worry about your heart. Worry about your heart. I mean, don't worry about what you said, what you did, or what people say about what you said and what you did. Worry about your heart. Because if your heart is good, everything is going to go good. As the Prophet ﷺ says in the hadith, أَلَا وَأَنَا فِي الْجَسَدِ مُضْغَى. In this body, there's a piece of flesh. If it was good, everything goes good. And if it was bad, everything goes bad with it. أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبِ. It is the heart. So work on your heart. This year, I would like to practice the ibadah, the worship of the heart. To have consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to fear Allah azza, to love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remove ill feelings from my heart, envy, hostility, all these things. Take it out. Take it out. And fill it with goodness, inshallah, tabarakah. Number two, qal islah as-suluk. You amend your behavior, your actions. What does that mean? You look at what you see, what you hear, what you do. Refine that. Refine it. Because everything registers. And you make sure when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your record of deeds are all good. But how would you do that? Once again, you need to refine your behavior, your akhlaq, your manners, your deeds. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. Those who truly fear their position before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and restrain themselves from the hawa, the desires, everything. Because those are the people who end up in Jannah. May Allah make us among the people of Jannah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. The third thing he says, qal islahun nas. Islahun nas, which means help amending the people around you. Like you become good, and part of your goodness is what? Sharing that khair. You look around you for your friends and your people and your family and say, like, look, this, you're not supposed to be doing this. You know, the nafs has that kind of sense of vengeance. You would like always to fight and win and be superior over everybody. And you don't want to be defeated. But who cares? Who cares in this dunya if your victory and triumph is going to be in the akhirah with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I'll give people dunya victory, it's fine. If it's going to grant me triumph with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'll give it to them. So it's very important that we share the khair with the people, inshallah. So remember, you need to work on your heart first and foremost. Number two, work on your manners, your akhlaq, your etiquette, your behavior, and your actions. And number three, share the khair with the people. That will guarantee you, inshallah ta'ala, a good self-consciousness and islah of your nafs, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah make us among those who will do islah for the nafs, ya rabbal alameen. Aqulu qawli hada wa astaghfiru Allah al-azim li wa lakum wa lisa al-muslimina fa astaghfiruhu innahu huwa al-ghafuru al-rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Sallallahu wasallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira thumma ma ba'd. My dear brothers and sisters, we are in the Shahr al-Muharram. Al-Muharram is the first month of the lunar calendar. And that was by actually the selection of Amir Mu'mineen Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu wa arda. However, this month has virtue, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, that these are 4 months are hurum, and good deeds are encouraged in these months. And al-Muharram particularly, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the hadith, qal, when he was asked about what is the best fast after Ramadan, Ya Rasulullah, qala shahrullah al-muharram, the Muharram. Now some of the ulama, they say Muharram means the 4 months, all of them, which means the sacred months. And some ulama, they say, no, the actual shahr of al-muharram, which is this month. However, the Prophet never fasted the entire month other than Ramadan. So if you would like to fast, then I encourage you. I know you might say it's hot this year, and it'd be difficult to really fast during the hot season. But guess what? The more hardship we endure in the process, the more reward we'll get, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah make it easy on all of you, Rabbil Alameen. And if you're unable to do that fast for the whole month or most of the month, then at least don't forget to fast the 10th of Al-Muharram, Ashura. The 10th of Al-Muharram, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first arrived in Medina, he saw the Jewish community fasting that day. So he said, what is that for? قَالُوا هَذَا ذَاكَ يَوْمٌ نَجَّى اللَّهُ فِيهِ مُوسَى مِنْ فِرْعَوْنِ. That is the day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rescued Musa from the Fir'aun. So we are fasting this as gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gave victory to our Prophet Musa alayhi salam. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, then I awla bi Musa minkum. I have more right in Musa than you do. Then he ordered the Ummah, the Muslim community in Medina. He goes, next year you fast the 10th of Muharram. And then he said, لَنْ أَبْقَانِيَ اللَّهُ مِنْ قَابِلِ. If Allah give me the ability to fast next year, I will fast the 9th and the 10th. So if you can do the 9th and the 10th, it will be great. And this is going to be, inshallah, ta'ala, next Friday, bin Allah ta'ala. Next Friday is going to be the 10th, so you can fast Thursday and Friday, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. What are you going to get for fasting that day? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about the virtue of Ashura, قال, يُكَفِّرُ السَّنَةَ الَّتِي قَبْلَهُ. Will expiate the sins committed in the past year. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us our sins, ya Rabbil Alameen. So make effort, starting with your islah al-nafs, fixing yourself by starting, inshallah, that commitment to khair for this year. Make commitment for doing better this year, so that by the next year, inshallah ta'ala, you look back and you say, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, I think I did better job. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who always improved in their iman, ya Rabbil Alameen, and the practice of the deen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma allimna ma anfa'na, wa anfa'na bima allamtana. إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت ولي مولاها عباد الله إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان يوم الدين وأقم الصلاة